Om Shanti. We are living in the world. Our aim is to be soul conscious all the time. Do all the activities because we cannot neglect our responsibility and activities. So we are active. And naturally, when we are doing some physical activities, we might have to be extrovert. We have to speak out. We have to express ourselves. And that also we pay attention that as much as possible we are soul conscious. Physical activity is there, but the mind is with Baba, introverted. And as soon as you finish doing physical job, be again introvert. And this needs attention because Brahman life means attention. Old sanskars, the deep-rooted sanskara of body consciousness, extroversion, can pull us to extrovert stage. But that's where we have to be careful. Draw our attention again and again to see and check, am I introvert? What are my thoughts? Am I having soul consciousness? Is my attitude positive? Are my feelings pure and positive? Are my actions elevated? Not just ordinary. So we have to keep on checking again and again, because as I said, the old sanskars of body consciousness are so deep that we can again and again fall into the trap of body consciousness. So it is very essential in our life to have balance. Balance between two opposite things. Introvert, extrovert. Balance between being loving and detached. Balance between being intoxicated as well as humble. Balance of being in the stage of we have to do some exercise and experiment, as you did experiment now, to walk in introvert way. Enjoyed it, no? It was better than just sitting and meditating, is it? So same thing, we have to do some experiments and now and again, from corporeal to subtle angelic stage to incorporeal stage, That sort of exercise also we had to keep on doing, so that we are active and attentive. So introvertedness will help us to keep our chart and see ourselves as, what am I doing, where am I, and we know what we should be doing. But what am I doing, we have to keep on checking again and again, as I am not drifting to body consciousness or old, impure sanskars, habits, etc. Om Shanti. Charles, you got another question or?
So the next question relates to the aspect of, are there steps to follow in becoming introverted, or it's just a process, you just switch from one to the next? Are there steps involved in becoming introverted?
To follow introversion, what I have to do is remind myself I am a soul. In the beginning, we have to remind again and again, I am a soul, I am a soul. And when we look at others, remind, these are Baba's children, my divine brothers. So bhai bhai drishti, we have to make it pakka that all are souls, my brothers. Then, after checking our bhai bhai drishti, I have to check my attitude. Whatever is happening, am I thinking positively? Because we, as an extrovert people, we were critical, negative, having our own views and comments for everything. So I had to check, am I positive or not? Because introvert means positive. Positive feeling, pure feeling, no negativity. So thoughts, consciousness, drishti, attitude, words. Introvert people will speak sweetly, softly, essenceful. So I had to see, not because of body consciousness or old extrovert sanskar, I'm speaking loudly, too much, and not so essential. So my words, I have to pay attention, and naturally my actions. My actions should be worthwhile. Helping someone, not hurting anyone. So I have to check, whom did I help today? Did I help someone? Did I give happiness to someone? Or have I hurt someone? because sometimes someone may have the habit of speaking harshly, abruptly, cutting off somebody saying, oh no, no, your views are not so good or something. No. Even if you have to be honest and say, but first try to appreciate whatever their views are and then suggest, don't you think this would have been better or this looks better? So saying in a such a positive manner that nobody feels that their views are suddenly dropped and nobody wants their views. So they should not feel that way also hurt. So that way we have to be very careful in dealing with others in that introvert way. So we have to keep on checking attention and moving forward in the way we can. Any more questions, Charles?
The next question relates to the aspect of practical examples in your life where you've experienced introversion working and creating a positive outcome. So the aspect of in your life where you've noticed that because you've kept an introverted state, how the benefits of that have helped and the outcomes were positive.
What happens is, being introvert and with Baba, what I have found is my decision are right and being positive, I have been able to help many souls. Because naturally Brahmins do make mistakes. And it can be a grave mistake like falling in lust. So naturally when they have done that big mistake, they want to confess. So when they come and confess to me, I usually console them and say, okay, past is past. Forget the past. Forgive yourself. So I also forgive them and ask them to forget and forgive themselves. And I have seen that they really feel very light after talking to me, and sometimes they share how they have benefited from me. So that is one thing. Second thing, as I was mentioning in one of my previous class, that this time in November, I had two big karmic accounts to settle. One thing, I was diagnosed with some atypical anemia, which is more serious than just anemia. So what I did is, I remain very positive and yogi and introvert. I started giving sakash to my own body. And the result was really very fantastic. My hemoglobin, which was 9, became 13. My blood cells, white blood cells, which were only 3,000, became 13. Platelet count, which was 1.25, became 2.2, means normal. So that was the result of just yoga power and introversion. Medicine was there. And naturally I paid attention to diet also, but I would say the major thing was introversion and yoga. That was first account, and second I hit myself. And naturally I got still the mark, blue mark below my eyes, but at least I had swelling only for 2-3 days without pain. So what I feel is the benefit of being yogi is clearing karmic account without pain, negative feeling or pity for oneself, because sometimes one will have pity, I got this. But no, I didn't have to have pity for myself, but I helped myself with yoga power. So the thing is, in a life, many things happen. But when we are positive, naturally we know drama is beneficial. Whatever happens, there is benefit. I cleared my karmic account without pain. So that is what I think is Baba's help and my yoga power. Om Shanti. Is there any more question or I'll just carry on? Charles?
Yeah. The aspect of introversion and how you used it so well, and we are so thankful that we're listening to all of the aspects. One of the things you mentioned about the hemoglobin, the blood platelets, we didn't know the range in which, what was the normal range, and you placed those certain figures, and it will give us an idea of how low those figures were. Perhaps you can include that in when you speak again. But for double foreigners that live in foreign lands, and sometimes our work involves speaking the entire day, and the question is, where do we find the time and the energy to become introverted? So what advice do you have for double foreigners with regard to how the lifestyle in the West is different and how we can find time within that daily timetable to make time for daily practices that are so necessary in the improvement and upliftment of our Brahman life?
Om Shanti. Yes, Brahman life is a busy life, especially in the West. You have to do your job, household activities, shopping, cooking, cleaning, etc. And so, new souls. So life is busy, but we always have to do some karma yoga. So whilst doing our activities, whichever it is, it's always possible that if we pay attention, we can be meditating. Secondly, we are going from one place to another. Home to job, job to home, or wherever we are going. That's the best time for meditation. And I'm sure everybody has got time at Amrit Vela. So Amrit Vela should not be just ritual or routine, but it should be with love, with attention, and it should be really powerful, so that we are absolving our vikarmas, changing our sanskars. So, whilst we are introverted, we have to check which is my weakness, which virtue am I missing, and during Amrit Vela, receive that strength to overcome my weakness. Suppose I got attachment to something, myself or my friends or relations, I had to really change attachment into pure love and not attachment. If I have ego, I had to remind myself that whatever speciality I have is gifted by Baba, then I can be humble. If I have greed, then I had to remind myself that I have got imperishable treasures from Baba. Why I need now material things? Material things, whatever necessity naturally I should have, but no greed. And if I have any impurity, sex lust or something, I have to remind myself my original, eternal sanskars are completely pure. These are my qualities I have imbibed from the time of Copper Age, Iron Age, or from my company that I had. So I had to stabilize in my original eternal sanskars. So that way, checking and changing and imbibing the pure powers, I will be able to transform myself, and that way it's a life, Brahman life is transformation. I should not be same every day. I should be improving every day and at least checking myself weekly properly as how much I have changed myself. So that's the thing that we have to pay attention to.
So the aspect of the outcomes of introversion, for example, powers can emerge from a stage of introversion, or the quality of discernment, there's more clarity in your thoughts. Can you share about this aspect? How powers and the power of discernment can emerge from a stage of introversion?
How?
the powers, like the power to pack up, the power to withdraw, the power to tolerate, can emerge from a stage of introversion.
Introversion will help us to have link with Baba. Because when we are extrovert, we are thinking of material world, human beings, etc. But when we are introvert, it's easy to be with Baba. So naturally, all the powers we can imbibe. Whichever power we want. Because I think most of us get angry. Other vices we may have or not, but anger is the most common. And so we have to become peaceful, calm. And that power of peace, calmness, serenity is most essential in our life. So having our own checkup of our chart, we will know what to do and how to help ourselves. Because main thing is, Baba says, you have to be your own teacher. You have to see that you are able to check and teach yourself and change. Because checking and changing is most important step in our life. So Brahman means transforming by introversion, empowering ourselves, checking and changing. So all powers are essential. Nothing should be missing. We have to be master almighty authority. Nothing difficult, nothing impossible. Everything easily, whatever obstacles come, destroy them and moving ahead. That should be our life. And if we are not, means there's something missing. So that's where we have to see that there should not be anything that is missing in our life, and we feel I can do anything, everything. I can face anything, everything. I am capable, I am Master Almighty. That should be pakka in our intellect, that I am Master Almighty Authority. Om Shanti. But we have to remind ourselves, who am I? I'm Shiv Shakti. So Shiv Shakti is not afraid of anyone or anything. Also, I keep myself under the canopy of Baba. So when I am under canopy of Baba, how can I be afraid? Because Baba is going to protect me. So I am protected by Baba. I am Shiv Shakti. This awareness will help us to be courageous and we will be able to face anything, everything without problem. Because we are in Kali Yuga, there will be always some difficulty or other, some problems or others, some obstacles or others. But when this awareness is there, who am I? Whose companion I am? Just as if anybody is accompanied by police with gun, he's not afraid. Same way, Baba is our protector, policeman, and he is with us. So, why can we be afraid of anything? Courage is our original sanskar. So, having this awareness, we can maintain courage and be fearless.
So we'd invite the class, if they've got any questions, to come forward and use the mic and ask a question. Anyone has any questions?
Anybody has questions?
Do you feel always the current of energy from Baba when you're doing karma yoga? Do you feel always the current of energy from Baba when you are doing karma yoga?
When?
You are doing karma yoga.
Karma yoga.
Yeah. Do you feel the energy from Baba when you are doing karma yoga? Always. And the operative word is always. One question.
Yes. By doing karma yoga, we get power and courage from Baba. And main thing, what we have to be positive. Never think, oh, this is too much, oh, I am tired, oh, what am I going to do, how am I going to do, no questions. Being knowledgeful, we should see that I don't have negative thoughts, or any questions, what, how, why, because Baba has told us what we should do and what we should not do. So, knowledgeful, we know how to do everything, we know when to do. When to do, rather than asking questions, when to do? Now or never. What to do? This is what I have to do. Why? This is why I have to do. We have got answer to all our questions. So remind ourselves, I am a knowledgeful soul, I am a courageous soul, I can do anything, everything, whenever, whatever, however, Baba is teaching me. So when we have Baba in our mind, really Baba helps. I have seen and heard so many incidents of how Baba inspires everyone, or Baba helps souls who have deep faith, because especially in Sri Lanka, there was so much opposition from gurus and traditional Hindu organizations. But what Brahman did is 12 Shivalingam. So when they did that 12 Shivalingam pilgrimage and all, what happened was, all the gurus and religious organization helped them. And therefore public function, they had 40,000-50,000 people. So they inspired people to give their dance, drama, etc. So organizations gave also and brought their people. So the thing is, the faith in the intellect helps a lot. Impossible becomes possible, difficult becomes easy. So that's what we have to see, that we do everything with Baba's help.
One of the things I realized when Didi was speaking was that as she was answering the first question, even the second and the third and the fourth question was being answered. So the question becomes obsolete. But here's a question that was not answered. It's the aspect of technology. Technology is threatening more than ever our stage of introversion. How do you deal with it? The aspect of technology, cell phones, gadgets, and all of the things we have. How do we maintain introversion while having all of this technology?
Main thing is, technology is something physical. We are living. We have to see that we use it only when it is essential. Because what I find is, usually social media distracts us. And we tend to spend a lot of time on social media. And that's where I have to have control over myself and stop looking and using those technology. Because science can help us, but science can also distract us. So that's where we have to be sensible and not get distracted by science and technology and see what to do, when to do, how to do, and whether to stop or continue using it.
So when Didi mentioned the aspect of being essenceful, it reminded us of the word essence and how we are moving back to the essence, and all of the things that are superficial and are external are being discarded and we're moving back to the aspect of essence. Are there any other questions? So if there's no other questions, we'd like to thank Dadi in a very warm, beautiful way.
You want to have 15-minute meditation? We can have until 12:30. Unless you have any questions. If you have any question. Unless you have a question, we can have meditation.
I have a question. Is it okay? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Speak loudly.
We'll see, because possibly Daddy may drop by on her way also. We're just seeing that. But I wanted to ask a question. Didi, you know, when we were experimenting in the beginning, and we started to, you know, practice moving in introversion, we started to walk, and then automatically it's like we started to walk slowly. But, you know, I see you moving fast. and you are moving fast, but I know you're still in introversion. So as you started to, you know, build your practice years ago of introversion in movement, because first we think, oh, it's something unnatural, we have to sit and become introverted, but it's the natural state of the soul, like you said. Sanskars of body consciousness bring us into extroversion. So natural state of the soul is introversion. So when you were building your practice in the beginning, when you started moving in introversion, did you move slow and then you built up that practice of being able to go fast and do everything while staying introverted? So how did you build that practice?
I think because it has to be natural. Going from one stage to another stage. Because if you in the world walk as you were walking now in an introvert way, people may think you are weird. What's wrong with you? Like you are walking like a robot or something. And that's why we have to walk normally, but in Baba's remembrance. So we have to build up that speed. Otherwise, as I said, people may think, what's wrong with you? So it's fine in our Brahman gathering in the hall that you walk like that. But you don't walk like that in outside, no? You have to walk at a normal speed. But attention to your soul consciousness and introversion.